You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions. My co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Fabulous today.
Fabulous. Today our guest is John Labella with, he's the branch manager at Gallery Mortgage.
Good morning.
It's been a while since you've been on.
About 5 or 6 years, I think.
Yeah, we were talking beforehand, and it was like, I don't know why. I guess I need to go back to my old logs. I don't know where those even are. I'll have to look on the WTTS website or the WGCL website.
There you go.
And figure out who's been here and have them back.
Well, so that was back when we had first opened our office downtown.
Yeah, it was.
About 5 or 6 years later.
Wow. Yeah.
In a new location, a lot bigger now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, that's a good thing then.
I know.
Perfect.
So what your show did for me?
Oh, that's exactly what it was.
Take credit
for that, right? Uh-huh. I'll accept checks. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So tell us a little bit. You said, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you came because you were starting Gallery Mortgage. Tell us a little bit about Gallery Mortgage and why you started it, how it started.
Okay. Well, I've been in the mortgage industry since 2002, and in 2009 is when I decided to have an office in downtown Bloomington. And the space that we rented was previously the home to a gallery, and it had been a gallery for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Most recently, it was Prima Gallery. Mm-hmm. When we took over the space for our business, we tried to think about how we could incorporate the gallery space into our business. Also, the art community is something that's near and dear to my heart, so we decided, because of the ongoing need for artists to be able to display their work and to get some recognition and some sales, that we would operate our office space as a gallery that didn't really have a profit motive. We're not technically a nonprofit, mm-hmm. but we don't share in the revenue from the sales. It's purely a community give back. We don't split with the artists like a normal gallery would. Instead, 75% of the sale price goes to the artist and 25% goes to local charity. And one of the distinctions that we have made is that we will only show work from local artists and we will only support local charity.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
See, I forget all this stuff.
Mm-hmm, I know.
I think of it as...
People probably don't even realize that at all.
No, they don't.
It gives us something to focus on other than our core business. It's fun to do. Mm-hmm. We do an opening reception for the artist on the first Friday of every other month in conjunction with Gallery Walk. Mm-hmm. We are an official Gallery Walk participant. And the charity that we choose, right now we are supporting Stepping Stones. Mm-hmm. They provide transitional housing for teenagers that would otherwise not have suitable housing. Typically, it's for kids that have aged out of foster care, mm-hmm. but they're not really financially or emotionally capable of being on their own. Mm-hmm. And since we make all of our money providing loans for people for their houses, we thought it was a nice fit to be able to give back to the community in a way to support folks that don't have
absolutely
housing.
Well, and I'm an old welfare person, so I didn't work for welfare, but I worked in the foster care system, so I really appreciate that. I saw lots and lots of kids that would, you know, we had to begin preparing them for their 18th birthday when they did age out of the system and they really didn't have a forever home or where to go. Mm-hmm. And think about it yourself at 18, if you didn't have your parents.
Right.
Or
I was an idiot.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not going to comment on that. Okay. Self-proclaimed. But I mean, yeah, you just don't, even though we think we know it all.
Oh,
you know,
adults, yeah.
I can live on my own. I can do that. Absolutely. So I think that's a great charity that you're you know, supporting in this way. But you said you change the charities occasionally too, so that's
our second charity.
Okay. Yeah, so that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the actual business though. I know it's Gallery Mortgage, so
right.
You obviously lend money.
So we are a residential mortgage lender. Okay. We provide conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conforming loans, FHA, VA, USDA rural housing loans. And we're basically one of the non-bank mortgage lenders that are in town.
Okay. So
So what makes the difference between a bank and a non-bank? I think our listener probably doesn't quite understand the difference.
Well, that's a great question, yeah. And there's been a lot of confusion there,
exactly.
Especially with what has happened in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And there really were three segments of lending. There was a mortgage broker, there was right. a mortgage banker, and then there was a bank. What has happened is there's been a lot of consolidation, and the days of the mortgage broker are pretty much gone. Mm-hmm. Most everybody that is a mortgage lender that's not at a bank is a mortgage banker, which typically means they underwrite, they close, and they fund their own transactions mm-hmm. much in the same way that a bank will do, and then it's delivered into the secondary market. We just don't make consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, car loans. We don't take deposits, but we specialize mm-hmm. in the mortgage lending.
Mortgages.
Okay, that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. You got me.
You were wanting to know what the difference was.
Exactly. I was like, oh, okay, I see now. That makes sense.
And one of the things that you'll see is some of your larger named banks, they are a direct Fannie Mae or Ginnie Mae seller servicer, meaning that after you close, you will also make your payments to that entity.
Mm-hmm.
But your smaller, more local or regional banks, typically when you get your loan there, they're going to underwrite, close, and fund. They're going to deliver that loan to the secondary market, and you're going to make your payment to that new entity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We operate exactly the same way
right.
that a smaller local or regional bank would.
Okay. So they're making their payments to somebody else.
Right.
Correct.
Not necessarily to Gallery Mortgage.
Right.
Okay. Because
right.
I was thinking, okay, wait, no, wait. I got confused. I got myself all confused. So that makes a lot more sense that way. And I'm sure they can get a better loan that way from you. I mean,
so we have several investors that we can shop through. So
right.
We don't have to necessarily just look at our one rate sheet of what we offer. We
right.
can choose from any of the investors. And
that's
every
awesome.
Profile is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether you've got really high credit, if you've got some challenged credit, if your debt ratio is high. There are so many variables that it's really hard to just have one rate and say, well, this is our 30-year fixed rate.
Mm-hmm.
When you look online at any lender's rates, mm-hmm. what they're quoting is for the highest profile. That's the 740-plus borrower with 25% down with a loan amount that's probably about $150,000 or higher. But it's not a plain vanilla kind of world. So we can take each profile and say, okay, well, if this person's got a 672 credit score and a kind of a high debt ratio, maybe lender over here has better pricing,
mm-hmm.
but if someone is that top tier candidate, then this lender doesn't have the best pricing. We can take it someplace else.
Mm-hmm. And that helps because one of my questions was going to be, who are the people that who should come seek you out? Is it anybody, or is it, you know, you specialize in, like you were saying, the their credit rating obviously is
right.
a big deal. So will you help people to tell them what they need to do to get that up in order to qualify?
Yes, and I'm going to answer that in kind of two ways.
Okay.
The first one is if someone comes to us and they are not qualified for whatever reason, then we can usually look at that and say, okay, well, we think we can get you qualified in 30 days or 60
things,
days
yeah.
or 6 months. For some folks, it may take a year or two, mm-hmm. but we can give them a path. We call it a path to buy. So if
Good.
They're not eligible today, we can turn around and get them eligible down the road.
Perfect.
Some folks complete it, some folks don't.
Right.
But we try not to just say no. We try to say yes, if
right.
and give them that path. Now, one of the things that sets us apart that makes us unique, I think, is that our product differentiation, what we can offer the client, is we buy a little bit deeper than most of the mortgage companies. And so Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, they all have their own agency guidelines as to what they will accept. But almost every lender has their own internal overlays that
mm-hmm.
say, okay, well, we know we have to at least meet the agency standards, but we want to protect the credit quality of our portfolio a little bit more, so we're going to have a 640 credit score minimum or a 620 minimum, or we won't do anything above a 45% debt ratio, or we won't lend on manufactured homes. And so there's overlays that can be attached. With our investor portfolio, we essentially have almost no overlays. So when you asked me who really is somebody that should come to you, what I like to tell the people that are my referral partners that see buyers on a regular basis is you want to refer that borrower to a lender that has the greatest opportunity to get them approved regardless of their profile.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that client meets the agency guidelines, then most likely we can get them approved, even if other lenders are saying, no, we won't do this or we won't do that.
Wow. Awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah. Bigger variety of options to choose from.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with John LaBella from Gallery Mortgage.